Last week, President Bush tried to address the nation's concerns over Iraq with a speech to the Army War College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. He took many by surprise when he promised to tear down the Abu Ghraib prison and build a new maximum security facility to replace it. NPR's Laura Seidel examines costs and logistical problems involved in such a project.
People around the world have now seen the stark hallways of Abu Ghraib as the backdrop in pictures of abuse of Iraqi prisoners. But surrounding those windowless corridors is a sprawling 280-acre complex. Saddam Hussein crowded the facility with as many as 15,000 prisoners at a time. The U.S. has detained as many as 7,000 people there at once. But the Abu Ghraib design is far different from a maximum security prison you'd find in the U.S. Steve Loomis is a principal associate in HSMM, an architectural engineering firm that specializes in building correctional facilities.
They have a lot of open dormitories, which means there is a larger room with multiple prisoners located in the same room, where a maximum security prison that we would be designing would have individual cells.
Loomis says maximum security facilities in the U.S. now are all designed with individual cells. There are only a few American prisons that come close to the size of Abu Ghraib. To build another facility, approximately as large, it's likely to be costly, says Loomis.
To build it to the U.S. standards or build it to U.S. federal standards, we built a 1,000-bed prison in Western Virginia for $110 million.
Loomis estimates it would cost about five times that amount to replace Abu Ghraib with a 5,000-bed facility. That's around $500 million, or maybe more. Dennis Jay with Associated General Contractors, a trade group for the construction industry, says working in a foreign country, especially in a hostile environment like Iraq, can raise the price.
Rules and regulation and laws on labor and importing equipment, there's several other factors that will go into a company even considering working overseas, much less working in a hostile environment.
In fact, several prison construction firms contacted by NPR say they would not work in Iraq. The firms did not want to comment publicly, but their lack of interest doesn't surprise Day.
The construction is booming in the United States. Why necessarily put yourself, your employees, your equipment at a higher risk in a foreign country where there's still hostilities and danger, when there's still plenty of work to be performed in the United States?
Bechtel, which currently has other building projects in Iraq, says security is always an added cost. That can be discouraging to other contractors, says Day, and there are only a handful of firms that construct prisons. While no prison is meant to be a truly comfortable place, President Bush has said a new Iraq will need a more humane, well-supervised prison system. At least one private prison development company says it might be interested in helping realize that idea. Paul Doucette is Cornell Company's Vice President for Business Development.
Our prisons would have a full medical suite where health care would be provided. We would have a dental suite. We would often have optical facilities where eye care could be provided.
However, the last time the Bush administration asked Congress for $400 million to build two maximum security facilities in Iraq, lawmakers found the estimates excessive and only allocated $100 million for one prison. The head of the Iraqi Governing Council says it would be a waste of resources. If the president's idea were to succeed, it wouldn't be the first time that a Western country has designed a prison in Iraq. Abu Ghraib was the product of British contractors in the 1960s. Laura Seidel, NPR News.